In a historic first, the European Union has passed the AI Act. Today, we'll unpack what that means for the future of AI-based technology and you. Welcome back, friends. You're watching AI Roundup, your weekly digest of all things AI-related. I'm your host, Phil Buck, and if you like what we're doing here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Imagine a world where AI knows you better than you know yourself, predicting your choices, mimicking human interaction seamlessly, and even influencing decisions in healthcare, policing, and education. Now picture a new set of rules stepping in, aiming to redefine this relationship between artificial intelligence and society in Europe. Welcome to the story of the EU's groundbreaking AI Act. Thanks to an amazing article from the MIT Technology Review, we've got a comprehensive look at what the AI Act will do. 3 years in the making, and after countless debates, discussions, and drafts, the European Union has finally made it official. The AI Act is set to redefine the tech landscape. With its final approval by the European Parliament, we're stepping into a new era where AI is not just an unchecked force of innovation, but a regulated entity with boundaries and rules. So, what changes? First up, a ban on risky AI uses. By the year's end, the AI Act will prohibit certain AI applications deemed too risky, affecting sectors like healthcare, education, and law enforcement. Think of AI that can manipulate your decisions or infer sensitive information about you. These are on the no-go list, with some exceptions for serious crimes. Transparency requirements are coming. Ever wondered if you're talking to a human or a chatbot? The AI Act demands clarity. Companies must now label AI-generated content and make it identifiable, marking a step forward in the battle against misinformation. Hopefully. I think I can usually tell when I'm talking to a chatbot, but who knows? I guess obviously some people are running into problems with that. You'll also have rights to complain. If an AI decision affects you, the EU wants you to have a say. A new European AI office will handle complaints, aiming to empower citizens in an automated world. Yet, this asks for a society that understands the ins and outs of AI, a challenge in its own rights, not just for the people using it, but for the people that have to answer these complaints. But the office is currently hiring, so if you're interested in getting into that, hey, now's the time. Also, we're going to see greater transparency from AI companies. The behind the scenes of AI development is no longer a company secret. Thank goodness. Especially in high-risk sectors, companies must now share details about their data governance, human oversight, and the potential impacts of their AI systems on human rights. And this one is a big deal because just last week we were talking about how the amount of lawsuits served to OpenAI, Midjourney, and the like are causing these companies to become more and more opaque about their training data. Well, now it appears that if they intend to continue to operate in European Union countries, this probably isn't going to be as much of an option anymore. With all these changes, the AI Act is more than just a regulatory framework. It's a statement about the kind of future Europe wants with AI. It's about safety, transparency, and rights in a digital age. And yet the path to this ideal is fraught with technical, ethical, and implementation challenges. Now that we have the written document about how to govern AI, it'll be a true test to see how the actual enforcement of it goes down. Not a simple task. And as we navigate this new landscape, one thing is clear. The conversation between technology and humanity continues to evolve. And laws like the EU's AI Act are a pivotal chapter in this ongoing story. How will this act shape the global approach to AI governance? Now, obviously, this only applies to those EU countries, but, you know, we're talking about technology that's used all over the world. Now, just like when regulations go into effect in California, if those companies are operating across the whole U.S., they have to kind of tailor their approaches to those regulations, even for that state, and in this case, only for those countries. I do think it'll be really interesting to see, you know, what the fallout of this is. And personally, I do think this is a good thing. I think it's a move in the right direction. So, what do you think? Is the EU's AI Act a step toward a utopian tech future or a restraint on the boundless possibilities of AI? Share your thoughts and keep this conversation going in the comments, or join us in the MSP Media Network Discord for a more heated or more nuanced debate. And that's it for today's AI Roundup. If you're enjoying what we do here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. And signing off for this March 20th episode of AI Roundup, I'm Phil Buck, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.